couple right back there. Come up a minute. Right. Yeah. What's your name?
Martha Gillespie.
Martha Gillespie.
Uh-huh.
I'm Miss Ida Goodson.
Uh-huh.
I have a request. Is there anything you want to hear? I'll be glad to play it for you if I can.
My mind's not blank as usual.
And it's you. Come on.
CC
Rider. I ain't ride it so long, but maybe I can think of it.
That'll be fine with me. Thank
I don't know. Let me see. See.
Ida Goodson, who's a blues and gospel pianist. She'll, if this is all right with you, Ida, she'll play just one or two more numbers and then take a short break to get a drink of water. And then she'll be back around 2:30 to play some more requests for you and for other people that might come along up here.
Okay. That's just fine.
Thank you.
a tap. Anybody can tap it, I can tap. What you want before I quit?
Catch a breath. And in the meantime, our director, Phil Wernley, has a couple of announcements that I think you'll be real interested in. So stick around for just a minute.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. My name is Phil Wernley, and I am the director of the Florida Folklife Program. We are located in White Springs, which is all the way over in East Florida, a whole other part of the country. This is our first trip to Pensacola. The Folklife Program was established about a year ago with the main mission of bringing to the people of Florida the very cultural traditions that we have. We are an agency of this Department of State, and we're here with the cooperation of the Historic Pensacola Preservation Board and through funding from the Florida Fine Arts Council. We have a lot of demonstrations and things for you to see this afternoon. We hope that you'll hang around and not just stay for the music. Right now, over here in the tent to my right, we have a workshop going on. And if you see this net that's being made, this is your typical Pensacola mullet net. And the man who's made them for years is sitting right over here under the tent, would be glad to answer any questions you might have about how to make that kind of net, and how he goes about making it, and how he learned how to make it. He might even tell a few fishing stories if you ask him real nice. Later on this afternoon, we're going to have something that is a real tradition in West Florida and plenty of other parts of the state, a cakewalk. Mm-hmm. You get to buy a chance and walk around chairs, and as the tunes are played, a chair is removed every time and somebody loses. And the last person who winds up at the end of the cakewalk wins cake.
That's right.
So, and Ida's going to be back here at 2:30 to play some more requests for you and some more beautiful, beautiful music. And she's going to be happy to talk with you and answer after questions and things after that, after she gets through playing her second set. But we would like you to stay around and talk to some of the people. We have a tattoo artist who's over here who's a Pensacolian. Many of you probably never been down to his shop to find out what he does. Behind him, we have a couple from Alford who operate a turbine-powered stone grist mill. And they make home-ground cornmeal, and they'd be glad to tell you about how they do that and show you some photographs and a lot of other other things. And we got a bootmaker and some Greek needlework people over here in the tent to my left. So, you know, just walk around and talk to them. They'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have. Again, thanks a lot for coming, and we'll see you later this afternoon.
And her tradition of blues and gospel playing. Mrs. Goodson grew up in the blues tradition and the gospel tradition. She used to play at the old Belmont Theater here in Pensacola. And she played for some of the very famous artists that I know many of you have heard of, such as Bessie Smith and many other famous people. Her sister, Billie Pierce, was one of the people who helped to found the Preservation Hall in New Orleans. So you can see the kind of tradition that she comes out of on the secular side. Now on the sacred side, Miss Goodson has been playing for church music now for almost, 15, 20 years?
About 15 years.
Yeah, for about 15 years now, and she plays most of the time here in Pensacola for four different churches. Missionary Church.
New Missionary Baptist
Church. New Missionary Baptist Church.
Old Faith Community Church.
Old Faith Community Church.
And also the Greater Mount Lily.
And the Greater
Mount Lily.
Mount Lily Church.
And the Morning Star.
And the Morning Star Church. So that's her four churches. And I know it's a treat for all the people that go to those churches to be able to hear her play for them and with them every Sunday. So now, without further ado,
we have
a request for Amazing Grace to start us off. And then if anyone else has requests, Ms. Goodson will be just too happy to play for you.
Green.
Oh,
I said, what I'm going to play now, if you enjoy it, clap your hand. If you don't, you don't have to. Just a minute. My hymn done caught up in my dress some kind of way now.